Today, the Church remembers Monica, the mother of St. Augustine. The word of the Lord for today is the account of Joseph's reconciliation with his brothers from Genesis chapter 45. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. If I was in his position, what would I have done? How many sleepless nights had Joseph been through? How much uncertainty over the years? Against which temptations, perhaps bitterness, hatred, despair, did he have to constantly fight? And now, how long did he have to wait to be able to say these words? And for what and to whom? To those very ones who had first wished him dead, and then presented him as such to their father. Joseph could have had any number of passions that drove him, not the least of which being revenge. But instead, his heart longed for this. We're told, then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence." So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers, and he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they'd done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." What wisdom! What patience! "I forgive you. I love you. Where once death had separated us, look, life reigns." But I have been nearly as prudent. Yet so long-suffering was his love for them, and so insightful his wisdom. For this was God's way, not only that their physical lives be spared, but that they might have the opportunity to come to repentance and be absolved of their sin, so that true life could reign. Such is our Savior's wisdom and patience, only on a far greater scale. You see, his abandonment and suffering, his cross and shame, is also the wisdom of God for salvation. For whom? For those who by our sin have pierced him, who still deny him with our actions. So also consider his patience, that in sorrow over our sin and repentance, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, for his Father has justified us through faith in his blood. I forgive you, I love you. Where once death had separated us, look, life reigns. And so we too, as we follow our Savior, have been called upon to be wise and patient. With whom? Perhaps it is those who have, as Joseph, wronged you. Or perhaps it is those, as Monica, whom we long to have God's peace. Monica lived in the 4th century A.D. She devoted herself to her family, including her unbelieving and adulterous husband, and a son named Augustine, patiently and persistently praying for their conversion. In his confessions, Augustine spoke of his grief and weeping for the mother now gone from his sight, who for years had wept over him that he might live in God's sight, and his gratitude to her. From his youth and on through years of self-gratification and immorality, Monica did not stop praying for him. When Augustine left North Africa to go to Italy, she followed him to Rome and then to Milan. There she had the joy of witnessing her son's conversion to the Christian faith after years of resistance. Today we remember Augustine as being one of our great church fathers, and Monica, his mother, is remembered as being a great peacemaker between people who were at odds. So is it worth it? When struggling to forgive someone who has hurt you before and you fear they will do so again, when frustrated by someone who has spurned your invitations to enjoy peace with our Father through faith in Jesus, is there wisdom and godly patience that keeps on seeking reconciliation between sinners and one another, or sinners and our Father in heaven? Do not grow weary in your efforts and prayers, for God has sent you also to extend his work of saving many lives. We pray. Lord, we thank you for your incredible patience with us. through faithless and wandering days, your promise has never grown weary, for you have purchased reconciliation for us through the blood of your Son. Make us also peacemakers in the name of your Son. Use us to extend your forgiveness to those who have hurt us, and speak your gracious invitation to peace with you to all who are far off. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.